Historic Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia is dusting off an old play that was a favorite of the founding fathers but has not been seen for generations. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Cato Remixed for Modern Audiences.
Cato is about an ancient Roman senator who was opposed to Caesar's tyranny. It ends tragically. It was written in 1712 by Joseph Addison, who filled it with so many lofty speeches about liberty, self-sacrifice, and the ideals of the Republic that the American founding fathers adopted it as a script for the American Revolution, says historian Sean McGee.
Cato displayed public virtue that the American rebels were desperately trying to retrieve. There's this appreciation of not only Protestant ethics and Protestant simplicity, but there's a real attachment to the classical world.
The new version, Cato Remixed, is now being staged by the Philadelphia Artists Collective. Director Damon Bonetti says it's a problematic play, ripe for updating.
It's not a great play, but the ideas in it are fascinating. And I think there's a way that we could do this for a contemporary audience that explodes the myth of nationalism, explodes the myth of patriotism.
The minor characters, who are mostly black and female, begin to realize they are trapped in a play that is not about themselves, and some find a way out of it. It runs at Carpenter's Hall until May 18th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.